Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Who's like last is coming up a first time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com. You've got mail. You've got mail. Let's see here. Do a few birthdays brought to you by our friends at San Juan Salsa Company's Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa.
Dip responsibly.
Birthdays away. I want to wish our son Dax a very happy 7th birthday. Love singing the birthday song every time we listen to the show. That's very cool. The best son and big brother any parent can ask for. We love you, buddy. Can Dax get some dad jokes from Miles, a little kid fish sandwich, and Coach Ted with advice on becoming a WWE superstar? Cheers, bitches. That's from Mom, Dad, and little sister Maddie. Jokes for a 7-year-old. That might be a problem.
Shoes. Did you not have any kid jokes? I got one.
Okay.
Oh, you want me to say it?
Yeah.
Oh. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Banana.
Banana who?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Banana.
Banana who?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Orange.
Orange who?
Aren't you glad I didn't say banana?
Jesus. God, man. It's going to be tough.
Yeah, you still looking for an appropriate joke?
I don't have any.
Oh, no.
I really don't have one.
I mean, I could use the other ones. I've used them before. Why was Tigger's head in the toilet?
Why was Tigger's head in the toilet?
He was looking for poo.
Okay, thank you. Good save there.
Why is there no casinos in Africa?
Because of all the cheetahs.
Yeah. There you go, see? Now, that's why I max out, though.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Good save.
All right. You want to be a WWE wrestler? I'll be honest with you, son. Start playing other sports. I feel like almost all those WWE wrestlers were like high school football players, college football players, baseball players.
Wrestlers.
Just get in sports, stay involved. Yeah, you could actually be a wrestler, but outside of Kurt Angle, I don't know that a real wrestling background needed. Just be a good athlete. Eat your vitamins. Eat your vegetables. Take your vitamins.
Yeah, it's got Brock Lesnar, right, too? Maybe. Did he do that?
Brock Lesnar? Yeah, he started.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, he was in football first.
I think his daughter.
No. He was a college wrestler. He was a real wrestler.
Gotcha. And then he was a Viking for a hot minute.
He tried out.
Yeah.
And now his daughter can kick his ass.
I'm just saying, it's a different skill set. He is a beast of a man. He was a good fighter. He is a great wrestler.
But beautiful daughter.
But playing, come on, she's a great athlete. But playing football is a different beast.
Hello, Michelle's. Today I turned 29. Can I get a Leroy Jenkins, Coach Ted, explaining how I should go about my last year in my 20s? Captain talking about his last year in his 20s. And some dad jokes for Miles. Thanks, guys. That's from Chad in Idaho Falls, Idaho.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
All right, last year, your 20s. Here's the deal. Coach said it before. Everybody goes through it. You're going to freak out when you turn 30. There's nothing to worry about. You'll just turn 30. But with that said, it's a good excuse to do a lot of crazy S this year and be like, oh, it's the last year of my 20s, man. I'm just going for it. Take that trip. Hook up with that chick.
Ooh, well, ahoy there, and happy 29th birthday. You know, on my 29th birthday, me and the mascots headed to a possum brothel in Nicaragua. And a possum brothel is exactly what it sounds like. Anyway, the Trix Rabbit got drunk, got a mixture of Windex and homemade hooch, ended up in a women's prison, which was his goal. As he put it, he slayed much ass. But then the Trix Rabbit has a thing for female Nicaraguan convicts. So he made out, and it wasn't even his birthday. Crunch berries.
How can you find Ronald McDonald at the nude beach? How can you find Ronald McDonald at the nude beach?
How?
His red shoes.
He's the one with the sesame seed buns.
That was from Mike. Here's one from Eric in North Vancouver, B.C.
During a checkup, I asked my doctor, do you think I'll have a long and healthy life? He says, I doubt it. Somehow, mercury is in your anus right now.
Man says, I don't go for that astrology stuff.
He said, neither do I. My thermometer just broke. A man at a funeral asked the widow, mind if I say a word? She says, please do. He says, plethora. And the widow says, thank you. That means a lot. And I got a vasectomy so I wouldn't have to have kids.
Oh, yeah?
I got home. They're still there.
All right, let's see.
All the shows today, our old pal Marshawn crosses over. No, not the Rainbow Bridge, but into his 40th year floating around the great orange orb. And no, I don't mean our dear leader. Let's cheer him on with some advice from Coke Ted. Maybe an inspirational quote from Miles about getting older and how he has fewer days ahead of him. And the captain with some recommendations about how to spend a few days in a coastal bungalow with his mates. Cheers, boys. That from our buddy VD.
Hi, man. Love you, buddy. Turn 40. There's a lot of things we gotta do. Honestly, first thing we gotta do is up the drug use. We spent too much time drinking beer and smoking a little weed. We need to up the drug use. Second of all, we're going to do that one place we went that night that had the live band. There was a shooting there. It's dangerous. We hang out there all the time.
Ooh, well, ahoy there, Marshawn. Unfortunately, I have nothing prepared for you because I misread the email that came in. He said a coastal bungalow. I had plenty of advice for the coastal bunghole. My apologies. Crunch berries.
Haven't done inspirational quote in a while. Here we go. Marshawn. Here's one for you. If you're being hard on yourself or just being lazy, just remember, every corpse on Mount Everest was once a highly motivated individual. Got a couple more. Marshawn, have you ever thought that the light at the end of the tunnel might just be an oncoming train? And finally, eagles may soar, but weasels don't get sucked into jet engines.
God.
Gentlemen, here I am again submitting my own birthday shout-out on the 51st orbit around the sun. Can I get the captain giving me advice on getting older? Some Miles with some words of wisdom I still remember last year. That's good because I don't. And Ozzy Ted with ideas for what to eat for dinner. Thank you guys for making me smile every day and for putting up with my bad jokes about a certain team from D.C. Thank you guys. That's from Charlie from Spanaway.
Ooh. Well, ahoy, the advice on getting older. Well, obviously, you want to eat healthier, which means you'll eat none of my food products. But also, I keep my good looks by using a little Botox. The Chiquita Banana Lady uses a lot of makeup. And Count Chocula simply sucks the blood of virgins. Quick side note, virgin blood isn't the only thing he sucks. Crunch berries.
All right, Charlie. Always remember, second place is just the first loser.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you don't want to belong to any club that actually will accept you as a member. And finally, Charlie, remember, a 10-minute dump a day at work is a week's worth pay by the end of the year.
Solid. Hey, Ted here from Melbourne. Wondering what to do for dinner tonight? Pretty simple. Pie. Go face down. Meat pie. Potato pie. Just get involved in you eating pie. I mean, they're delicious.
Yeah. All right, guys. Here you go.
happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Yaz a Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi. Now, the men's room wants to know who sucks less.
Hey, time for Who Sucks Less. Tina Thrill Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They always suck. It is up to us to determine out of these three stories which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to like KISW on Facebook or follow us on X and Instagram at KISW as well, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Certainly, and like I said at the top of the show, today's stories involve baloney, lightsabers, and bad driving. Let's start with the balona. A man by the name of Oquavius Chandler is a convicted felon. Well, he was arrested following a confrontation with his stepfather over the accused man's use of a PlayStation 5. Now, the victim told cops he removed the gaming system from Chandler's bedroom because he was being too loud while using his PS5. The victim stated that the defendant became aggressive and began to yell at him. The victim, by the way, is 62 years old. And he said that while he was being yelled at, Chandler threw a bologna sandwich at him, which ultimately hit him in the center of the chest. According to investigators, the man said that there were no visible injuries from the bologna strike. Now, Chandler, who was on probation...
A baloney strike.
That's exactly what they call it. A baloney strike. Chandler, who was on probation at the time of his bust, he confessed to the baloney toss. While the domestic incident would normally be charged as a misdemeanor, the baloney battery, as they call it, was upgraded to a felony due to Chandler's multiple prior battery convictions, two of which also involved video games. In 2023, Chandler pleaded no contest, choking his sister during a dispute. In part, that's then from him playing video games. He served about a year in state prison in that case. The year before that, he was nabbed for a violent encounter during which he threatened a 60-year-old man with a knife and shoved his sister to the ground. He has done this multiple times. That's why this time it is a felony. But yes, he did assault his stepfather with a bologna sandwich to the chest. Now we go lightsabers. This makes no sense, but we go to Nebraska, where a man is facing two felonies
after being accused of attacking his neighbor and her 7-year-old daughter with a lightsaber. The sheriff's deputies there said that one Aiden White, he admitted to striking the woman and her child, according to court documents. White stated that he had become upset with the victims because the rent was going to be raised due to them keeping the thermostat set too high. Now, deputies did seize a lightsaber, and you might remember this. They described it as a high-quality device made of metal and thick plastic, about 3.5 feet long. They said the device could cause significant pain and injury when used to strike someone. They say the victims and witnesses all said that White had a propensity for violent outbursts and stated that he previously chased a neighbor down the street with an axe. He's now facing charges of felony child abuse, second-degree assault. And finally, we have bad drivers. Now, look, when you're driving on a major interstate and you miss your exit, do you A, keep driving, get off at the next one, B, come to a complete stop in the road and cause a crash and then drive away? If you guess B, that's what happened in this case. We go to Ohio, where they posted a video of a red van coming to a complete stop on an interstate after missing their exit. Now, they seem to be waiting for the right lanes to clear so they can make a last-second right turn to cross over and go back on it. But in the meantime, a couple's car stops behind them. Then, a van slams into those cars, causing a multi-car pileup. And the original red van, mostly spared. And surely they saw and heard the crash, but they made the turn down the exit and drove away. So it doesn't sound like anyone was seriously injured. The driver of the red van has not been identified, but police are trying to figure out who they are so they can be cited and charged. So there you go. You have the baloney assault, which not so bad, but this guy himself seems like a bit of a D. We have the lightsaber assault from another guy who seems to be
a
bit
of a D. Is it plastic? Yeah, explain to me what that is. It's like one of those blow-up inflatable things?
No, they said it's metal and plastic. So I'm guessing the base is metal, and then where the light is...
Okay.
It's probably
okay.
Plastic.
All right.
3.5.
All right. It's like getting hit with a wiffle ball bat.
I'm guessing probably about the same thickness.
Was the kid or the mom hurt?
No, they don't say that they were necessarily injured. They were just assaulted.
Okay. And the people in Ohio, multi-car accident, but nobody got hurt.
Nobody got seriously.
Okay. So I'm going to say that one sucks the most.
The van?
Ohio. Now, I know we're used to that in Seattle. People stopping in the middle of the street. For no reason.
Right.
Either to let someone out of their car, even if it's a highway. They'll just stop. Downtown is absolutely awful. Not even putting on your hazards. Just stopping in the middle of a street. Not pulling over.
But it's not an interstate.
You're either picking someone up. Right. That's why this is dangerous. So that one sucks.
Well, we know it's dangerous because it caused a multi-car pileup because they don't want to slam into them.
Correct. And they did not stay on the site. So that's,
oh, no, they took off.
That sucks the most because they were responsible for all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Just real quick. I know sometimes two people are driving areas they don't know. Trust me, the next exit is not that far away.
You're fine.
Yeah,
right.
Right.
You can turn around.
I mean, this is a prime example. It's just like, there's just no reason for
it. We've all missed an exit. And I mean, you just, like, we're going to the next exit. It's just understood from everyone in the car, like, damn it, that was our exit. We know we're getting off at the next one. There's no question.
Dude, I had to go to West Seattle, and this time I'm going to be creative and go underneath the bridge.
All right.
Okay, there's a lot of weird stuff. You got to know exactly where the hell you're going. So, of course, I did like 8 figure 8s and finally figured out where I was going, but I did not stop back up and make illegal turns.
It's right.
Like, well, I'm just going to have to go up there, turn around, try this again, try to figure out how to get back on I-5. So I went up there, did a bunch of figure eights, and finally figured out how to get back on the highway.
It is a little confusing.
But I did not stop.
Correct.
I went to the next light and turned around.
My uncle has stopped on that. We were, this is in Baltimore, but we took the wrong exit. He came to a dead stop and actually backed up. It was off of 95.
Yeah,
I was maybe 14 years old. Oh, I thought I was going to die. I mean, that was probably the first time in my life where I honestly thought, this is it.
And it is easy to make that one the one that sucks the most because, just people getting in car accidents, whether or not they got in, thank God they didn't get injured.
Right.
But it's like, you got to repair your car. You got to take it to the shop.
It ain't cheap.
Now you're going to be late for whatever you were going to.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that's a much bigger deal than just the jackass that stopped there. I mean, I feel like at the end of the day, the bologna sandwich hurts the least.
And it was done to an adult. Even though the guy's a felon, the 7-year-old might still be thinking about this incident where his mother was attacked. They were attacked. Who is this guy? I'm scared. Blah, 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 blah. The dad knows this guy is a convicted. The stepfather knows he's a convicted felon.
Yeah, absolutely.
He knows what he's capable of. He almost choked his sister to the point where he spent a year in jail. So it wasn't just he choked her. He almost killed her.
Yeah.
Because he spent a year in jail. So I'm going to say that even though that is the case, Bologna Sandwich Guy sucks the least. Based on what he did in this instant, in this not world. On his history.
Right.
No. But in this instant, I'm with you. Like, throwing a sandwich at somebody is just not going to hurt them. I mean, unless you have frozen chicken salad overnight.
Frozen bologna
sandwich. Or something, right. But it's just bologna, I'm assuming mustard, probably white bread. So
I guarantee it's on white bread. I was going to say mayonnaise or Miracle Whip.
Yeah, I'm just going. When I was a kid, we ate them with mustard.
I did mustard as well. But this guy strikes me as a mayo and bologna guy. By the way, somebody here, they say, hey, man, I missed an exit in the mountains one time. I had to drive 26 miles before I got to the next one. Yes, that does suck. But the point is, you didn't come to a complete freaking stop.
Exactly.
Man.
Right. That's like, again, right. He's not an extreme case. Generally, it's
but
not that
far. But he still did the right thing.
You still did the right thing. We're just saying there's no reason to put everybody else out and have all these accidents happen. Because you don't know where your exit is, or you were speeding.
Yeah.
And you missed an exit. That's on you.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less. If you like KISW on Facebook or follow us on X and on Instagram. Okay, coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shout of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Back at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with the shout of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. New research says regular cannabis use is worse for your heart than cocaine.
Damn.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to switch drugs?
Yeah, I got to switch to coke.
Jesus.
What's all about heart health?
Weed. Marijuana use, yeah. Cannabis use, actually. Worse for you than cocaine regularly. And look, that was the whole thing, is that nobody should be saying that it's good for you to do it. Now, it has things that help you feel better, especially like we were saying earlier on the program today. If you're a little bit on the older side, don't worry. It helps those joints feel a little bit better.
Sure does.
If you're on medications that leave you without an appetite or worse, nauseous, really kind of helps with that.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some good properties to it, but I'm not sitting here screaming from the rooftops that it is the elixir of life by any means.
Right.
Just fun. There's a campground in Colorado that's banning the use of tents.
Why?
Okay. In an effort to protect campers from bears. So basically they had, there was, I think, a kid. A little girl was at this campground.
Oh, yeah, there were two kids in the tent. Right. And it was a black bear scratched on the outside, but how would this protect those kids better?
I thought the same thing, but it's more like, hey, bring your camper.
Bring your RV.
Right.
Sleep outside. The bears, they won't bug you.
Something a little bit more durable than that, you know.
You think,
flimsy nothing.
Like, I have a big-ass Yeti at home. You think if I threw my ass in the Yeti and closed it, got the bear rip in there and get to me?
If it latched shut, I think you'd be all right.
Okay.
You'd die from
suffocation. I mean, Yetis are bear-proof.
Are they bear-proof? Okay.
Yeah, it's part of the... It's part of the I mean, he can't open it.
That'd be my problem. You know I know how to open that bitch.
You're a tall dude, though, man. How big's that Yeti?
It's pretty big.
Is it the Shane Gillis, you know, Bud Light Yeti?
It's not my Yeti. It's my buddy's Yeti, but we had it for a party we threw last Friday. But, I mean, look, I could fit in there, I think.
No kidding, dude.
It is massive. Tell I don't know how much it costs, but
yeah, lots. Tell your buddy, sorry, you need it for another weekend.
Oh, you got to do the other?
You can go swimming in it.
I've been texting your wife. I need a giant cooler.
Okay, maybe I'm sure they'd be fine with it.
A new study found that ultra-processed foods just trigger stronger cravings for even more junk food.
Yeah, it's...
No.
I mean, that's stuff's design.
Yeah. We've known that.
Yeah. How is this a new study?
A new study says cars have four wheels.
The head chef talked about this when I was a listener this program.
I saw a report.
They're right. It's just unbelievable that it is a new study to tell us the same old thing.
I saw a drug addiction specialist say, in her opinion, like a health person, they were like, what's the worst drug to come off of? And she was like, outside of heroin, sugar.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she was like, what do you mean? She was like, your body just depends on it so much. And she's like, it's in everything. It's hard. Like, if you try to really cut it out, you know, you could still eat fruits and stuff. But, like, you're jonesing.
Yes. Absolutely.
It's like people stop drinking. Sometimes they'll gain weight because you that sweet tooth. And you forget that, like, all that stuff breaks down into sugars.
Mm-hmm. Older adults in the U.S. are increasingly dying from unintentional falls.
So we're falling more?
Pretty much.
Well, that's been the number one, or it's in the top five for seniors.
Right.
But we're just doing it more.
And I think that's what they're talking about, right? It's increasing. It's going up. So, like, do they not have life alert anymore? Like, what's going on here?
You know what I bet it is? And they all do it. They refuse to move into a goddamn retirement community to start with. Then they don't want to move into here. And then it's like, there's no reason to be going up and down all those stairs.
Yep.
If you trip on a piece of carpet, you know what I mean? Like where my mom's at now, it's like a nursing center. It's but like, right, there's a button she could push. They'll know.
Exactly.
It's going to go higher. 10, 15 years. There's more single people I know my age than in my lifetime.
No kidding.
So
yeah,
everyone was hooked up for forever.
Sure.
So I just think there's going to be more people living alone and that, you know, living
fall,
in all the things I still worry about now. Choking on something, slipping in the bathroom, slipping in the tub, like falling down the steps. Like that just increases as you get older.
An announcement from dietary experts is expected to come down soon, and Miles mentioned it earlier, that should eliminate guidance on limiting daily alcohol consumption to just two drinks a day. Let's go. I like it.
They're being paid to reduce it.
Right. And that,
again, I mean, that's the long and short of it.
It made more sense that you like... You're gonna come to the conclusion of whatever it is that you throw money to study. You know, big alcohol companies, they go to these whoever, researchers, surveyors, whatever it is, and say, find something that says that a two-drink limit isn't actually advisable.
Right. I think we got to look at what we're putting in our booze, especially the beers and stuff, right?
What do you mean? Like what?
Like all the additives that they last forever and this and that. Because, I mean, like, you look at, like, what's the number one diet in the world? Mediterranean diet.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like Greek people don't drink.
Right.
You know what I mean? But for some reason in this country, it seems like we have worse issues with it and this and that. Not saying people can't be addicted to alcohol all over the world, but...
And just all the crap we eat here is so much different. Just so processed. Like, if you go to England or Ireland, it's funny, some of the things that they won't sell there now.
Yeah.
Just, you know, like, remember Subway got called out in Ireland, like, this is not bread.
Yeah, they shut down a store for selling illegal stuff that we can find on the shelves here in England.
What's it like, Starburst? All kinds of candies,
all the things that, you know.
They're like, no, you can't eat this.
Right. It's not good for you.
Well, once again, we put things in the food to make them addictive.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Going back to the original point.
Right, our intention is not to nourish you. Our intention is to make you buy more.
Yeah, we want your money.
Like, come on, gang. Experts are warning against low-fiber diets that could lead to high-risk plaques in your system, leaving you more susceptible to heart attacks.
Jeez.
What's a low fiber diet?
I'm on the low fiber diet. Maybe just,
honestly, from what I've seen, like keto, it's proteins and animal fat. From what I've heard from
yeah, I was going to say just the more carnivore side of things.
Exactly,
I think.
And again, we need to quit demonizing any part of the food pyramid. Look,
just don't eat too much of anything.
Right. I know the food pyramid kind of got debunked as far as, you know, how much of each that you should have. However, most all those things, if not all of those things, are important in your diet in one still capacity or another. Like, put them all in there.
Yes.
Carbs, fats, proteins, fibers, all of them are necessary. They make your body go round.
I wish they'd just come out and say, this is healthy, this is not.
Yeah.
You probably already know this, but here's a healthy thing, here's
not. Then a lot of people, too, just have different body makeup.
Yeah, metabolism, all of it.
So for a lot of people, right, like...
Steve.
Yeah, or like if I'm really trying to cut weight, like I don't mind kind of cutting out carbs, is right. Like I'm a volume eater,
right?
So if I can make a salad bowl with a whole bag of lettuce, it's like it feels like I'm eating a lot more.
Right.
There's still turkey and salami in there.
Researchers have developed a copper-doped titanium oxide nanofiber mat that floats on top of water and uses natural sunlight to break down pollutants.
Good.
That's a lot.
That's a whole lot. I know. Yes, that was a big old mouthful. A copper-doped titanium oxide nanofiber mat. It just this, basically, it's a filter that they're using for the water that uses natural sunlight. They're not doing like UV rays or anything like that. It just breaks it all down.
Anytime you can scientifically achieve something where whatever exists in nature powers it, you've done a good thing.
I agree.
Right? Because it's right, sunlight, cool. Perfect. Right. We got that.
Right. We got it in space.
Still keep there, man. Yeah.
AI can detect Parkinson's with a 94% accuracy by analyzing a patient's earwax.
The earwax? Huh,
the earwax apparently has something.
It's good
in
for
it.
Something.
Right?
You think AI is like, you created us and this is my job? Right. Look at this nasty ass. You're going to have Parkinson's, by the way. Great.
And also, how did they come to that conclusion? Like, are they like, put the earwax in the AI? Let's see. Well,
what does the AI do that we didn't do? In other words, can a doctor also use earwax to determine?
Right.
Or did AI somehow figure out, hey, earwax, that's the key to Parkinson's?
Does it image it? Does it look at the chemical makeup? Like, honestly, if AI can detect it with that great of an accuracy, there is something in there, whether it's the genetic makeup of it, if there's something. A spot on it that looks like this, it's whatever is composed of it. There is something quantifiable in there that will show you that's a Parkinson's protein. You know what I mean?
It's just nuts to me, though.
Right.
If the doctors were not aware of this, like, how did AI pull this out of its AI butt?
Right. Or did we know that and we just finally turned it into AI?
Turned it into AI. Right, that's what I mean. I'm just trying to figure out which way that worked out.
I don't feel like I've ever gotten that as far as my physical. Like, the doctor's not reaching to my ear like, hang on, let's make sure you don't have Parkinson's.
Cotton swab, yeah.
Oh, damn. New smart contact lenses are in development that could monitor your eye health, even when your eyes are closed. I was always taught not to wear contacts.
I thought you had to take them out at night.
Yeah, exactly.
Not these. They're smart.
I think they make some now you can leave in for like days, right?
They do.
I think so, yeah.
I'm just not big on contacts.
No, my face is too ugly. I need glasses.
I just don't like poking myself in the eye, man.
Yeah.
That's real. Everyone wears contacts. Like, dude, there's nothing to it. I'm like, I believe you, and I'm sure I'd get over that hump. But some of the other things I see, when someone loses a contact, it's almost like getting a horrible phone call from home. I mean, they go into panic mode.
They found one up in my eyeball.
Right, that's what I mean. Like,
yeah, seriously, they took one out.
I will stick with glasses.
But man. But the thing was, I knew I'd lost it up there. Oh. So I went in and had them take it.
Could you physically feel it, or just you knew it was up there?
My eye just felt like I couldn't look without a little drag, so to speak.
I got
you.
You
know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
It's in there.
Yeah, something's in there, man.
A woman from South Carolina had to be airlifted to Atlanta, Georgia, after a shark chomped down on her leg when she was out of day on the beach.
Damn.
Yeah.
Sharks in the ocean.
Sharks in the ocean.
Get out.
Who would have thought about that? Also, I feel like that is the basis of a movie that could make a really successful splash. Saying,
nobody's going to watch a movie about sharks attacking.
And in fact, you know what? The best time to release that movie would be pretty much exactly 50 years ago.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 or more interesting facts about Jaws for the shark movie's 50th anniversary. I, too, had a harrowing experience with a shark. It was back in my 20s. Some young, wide-eyed Trixie about 21 years old thought I was dreamy, hunky, witty, funny, handsome. I'm trying to say the mere sight of me got her gears all greased up. When I finally decided she deserved her shot at the title, we went on a date. Things were fine.
until we got back to my place and she went in for the kill. It wasn't so much a kiss as it was her unhinging her jaw to try and inhale my face in one bite. Can you just imagine how disfigured I could have turned out? Keeps me up at night. As for her, I was honest and told her she was a terrible kisser. Never heard from her after that. Huh.
Yeah, never heard from her again, eh?
Unhinged her jaw Jesus. And tried to inhale his face.
God.
Yeah. He's told me about her before.
The wife and I are watching a trash TV dating show, and that appears to be everybody's MO, is just how wide can you get your mouth and you just get in.
Really?
It's disgusting. Ellie was like, really? Come on, guys. Have a little class. Shoot. So these are some interesting facts about the movie Jaws. Steve, I know you probably know like 90% of these.
I don't know.
But I know that you're also a nerd for these, too, so this is going to be fun. The bottom of the list, they say the Indianapolis speech was not in the book.
Really?
Not
in the book. Okay, not in but the script. Book. All right. Okay.
Was that actor, was he actually on the boat?
No.
Or he just made it up?
No, so here's the thing. Let's see. The idea of the speech was conceived by the screenwriter as he thought that Quint needed a backstory. He wrote the draft of the speech that was about 3/4 of a page. The writer for Apocalypse Now actually was also on there as well. He was also a friend of Spielberg. He then wrote a draft that came in at about 10 pages. And then Robert Shaw, the man that played Quint, read the speech, liked it, but he thought that it was way too long. So being a writer himself, he wrote a third draft, making changes and trimming down the speech to about just 4 pages.
Okay.
So this thing went from this massive book all the way down to that short little speech there.
It's a great speech.
It I also know he was drunk.
Yes.
Yeah.
That guy was pretty famous for being drunk just all the time. Wasn't just the character.
The actress who played Chrissy Watkins, she was not an actress. So Chrissy Watkins was the gal at the very beginning of the movie. She was the first victim of Jaws. Okay.
All right.
So this gal, the unfortunate skinny dipper that we see in the opening sequence who was killed by the shark, she was a swimwear model, not an actress, and was recommended to Spielberg by their producer after he saw her in a magazine. And Spielberg was like, but can she act? And the guy was like, I don't know. Look at her. She's hot.
She's hot.
Put her in a movie. So shooting that opening sequence was grueling work because to achieve the effect of being dragged around the ocean by a shark, she was attached to an underwater ropes, and 5 crew members on either side were pulling her left and right leg. Or pulling her left and right. He wasn't happy with her live screams either, so they re-recorded her in post and poured water down her throat to achieve the gargling sound.
Oh, he will drown you in here.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
Well, it was an effective scene.
Yeah. One that we know gets around a lot is that Spielberg had to deal with problem after problem concerning the movie Jaws. The production issues that plagued Jaws is the stuff of Hollywood legend. The crew had to endure terrible weather. The script was in a constant state of being rewritten. And at one point, Quint's boat, the Orca, actually sank. But of course, we know that this one has become Hollywood legend. The mechanical shark custom built for the movie was never tested properly and failed over and over again. Weeks of man hours were spent working on fixing the puppet, but it had to be constantly retrieved from the ocean bed after failing. It just kept breaking down and sinking.
It falls to the bottom of the ocean.
But that's what made the movie scary.
Right.
Because the whole thing was, we can't use the damn shark. Spielberg had to figure out, how do I do this? So that's why you get the shark eyes view.
Yeah.
When it's swimming under the water and it's going by people's legs as they're doggy paddling and all that. And he's like, that wasn't my intent. But when we finally did the screening, I realized the fact that the shark took a dump and we had to film it like that, it was much more tense for people.
Absolutely. Interesting facts about the movie Jaws. This one's one of my favorites. Quint's first scene, the guy that talks about the Indianapolis, it was almost very, very different. So the introduction to Quint, where he holds court in a room full of Amity Islanders and the offers to kill your shark for $10,000, is one of the film's most memorable, but it could have been very different. Spielberg wanted Quint's introduction scene to involve him watching Moby Dick in a movie theater where Quint's laughing at how unbelievable that movie is. Gregory Peck, who starred in the 1956 movie Moby Dick, denied Spielberg the rights to the movie. Do you guys know why?
He didn't want his movie laughed at?
Basically, he thought that his performance was terrible in the film.
Oh.
He actually was like, no, that movie sucks. Don't put it up there.
Damn.
This is awful.
Wow.
Do not show that pile of trash in your movie. Robert Shaw and Richard Dreyfuss, they didn't get along.
No.
In an instance of life imitating art, there was a running feud on set between Robert Shaw and Richard Dreyfuss throughout the production, mirroring the relationship between their movie counterparts. Shaw would call Dreyfuss fat and out of shape, and one day he challenged the younger man to jump off the top of the Orca into the ocean, which is about 90 feet. Dreyfuss was going to do it until Spielberg got wind of the stunt and told Dreyfuss, not in my movie.
Right.
Do not do that.
God, you know he called him a pea.
you know he did.
You wouldn't jump, you fat pea.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, they don't have to write it out. We know what he was doing to him.
Interesting facts about the movie Jaws celebrating 50 years. Both writers actually appeared in the movie. The writing credit for the screenplay is shared between Peter Benchley and Carl Gottlieb, and both men have cameos in the movie. Gottlieb appears as Mayor Vaughn's right-hand man. They call him Meadows there in the movie, on the ferry scene in the very first act. And Benchley's role is slightly more substantial. He plays the news reporter on the beach recording a live report of the shark deaths.
Well, damn.
Yeah. Okay. Do you guys remember the little kid that died in the movie while he was out there on the raft?
Oh, yeah, dude. That's
he
why
was on
mother...
a floaty, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I
that's
remember.
Why the mom slapped the sheriff, correct?
Right?
Okay.
You opened the beaches.
That's
you
right.
Knew.
It's a terrifying scene because before then, like, you don't screw with kids. And then all you of a sudden, don't. It's like, oh, shoot, this kid died.
Not opened it up for Pet Cemetery.
So, Alex Kittner is the 10-year-old boy who becomes the shark's second victim in the movie. He was played by Jeffrey Voorhees, side note. A kid that dies by either shark attack or drowning out there in the middle of the doggone ocean. His last name's actually Voorhees. That's
right.
Wild. And Alex's mother, Miss Kintner, was played by Lee Fierro. Many years later, Fierro was in a fish restaurant in Martha's Vineyard where Jaws was filmed, and she saw an item on the menu called the Alex Kintner Shark Sandwich. And she told the waitress that was there that she actually played the kid's mom in the movie Jaws. The waitress left the table, and a couple of minutes later, Jeffrey Voorhees appeared from the kitchen because he owned the doggone restaurant.
Oh, really?
They hadn't seen each other since the movie. They spent a couple hours together.
That's crazy. Cool. That's crazy.
Isn't that wild?
I've been to the Vineyard. I went to a bar and had a shark attack.
Oh, did you? Yeah. I want to do that one, man.
It was
that
like one of those drinks with a stupid plastic shark.
Are they still kind of celebrating that Jaws was filmed there? Kind of like, if I go there, am I constantly reminded?
Barely, but just little things like that.
Okay, all right.
But recently, unfortunately, there's been shark attacks on Cape Cod, too.
One of the most standout moments of the movie is the incredible dolly zoom shot into Brody, who is sitting on the beach. They now call it the Jaws shot. You guys know this one? He gets up and he looks, and there's this zoom where kind of the background is a much faster zoom than it does in on him. That shot was actually taken from Alfred Hitchcock. Alfred Hitchcock used that shot in the movie Vertigo. It was created by his camera operator.
Oh, okay.
And Spielberg took it and didn't give it back.
Oh, yep.
Damn. I'm doing this.
Also inspired you, too.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Yeah.
James Bond made a little pseudo cameo in the movie. So in the mid-70s, Spielberg wanted to direct a Bond movie and actually made pitches on two separate occasions. He even went so far as to make a subtle nod to Bond in Jaws. And in the scene where Hooper and Brody cut open the tiger shark and the license plate that he pulls from him, it says Louisiana 73, which is the setting and release year of Live and Let Die. And then the first number on that license plate,
007.
Oh, nice.
A little subtle nod there to James Bond.
All right.
I like this. And then I'm going to leave you guys with this last fun fact concerning the movie Jaws celebrating its 50th year. And it's what everybody knows. The score was integral to the movie's success.
Absolutely.
John Williams. That movie is synonymous with some of the most incredible scores in cinematic history. But it signifies the dread and terror surrounding each shark attack and is about as iconic as movie scores get. It won Williams his second Oscar and has been voted sixth greatest movie score of all time by the AFI.
Damn.
Fantastic work there. So, you know what? Go and watch Shark. There he goes. Two notes. That's all it takes.
That's it. Then just make them faster. Dun, dun, dun.
Exactly. Gives you that unsettling feeling.
Sometimes my stomach feels like that.
Sounds like that. Actually, it does sound like
that's
that.
That's what I'm saying.
I've heard that across the desk. Jesus, dude. Was that your stomach?
Are you okay?
It's poopy time.
Miles, I know what you're wondering. How can something as simple as taking a picture in front of a sign be dangerous?
I'm not sure.
I will tell you the answer at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast an unidentified man from Texas. His story is short and sweet. He decided that he wanted to rob a bank. He approached the teller and asked for the cash. The teller stayed calm and said, look, I can give you the cash, but you have to show me your ID. Dummy pulled out his ID, showed her. Then she handed him the cash. Well, he's not so stupid that he didn't realize what had just happened, so he tries to escape the bank. They start giving chase. So what did he do? He grabbed a woman who was holding a baby and tried to use her as a hostage. The woman then commenced beating his ass.
Nice!
The cops got there, yeah, and arrested him for attempted bank robbery and a whole litany of charges.
Kidnapping.
Oh, yeah. So apparently he's, like, hiding behind this woman who has a baby, and this woman turned around and just dealt with him. I guess that's probably the best way to put it. But they literally say, and beat his ass. So there you go. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
All right, let's get a contest online for Profile This Now. 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.